The top Iranian commander says the missile capabilities are the backbone of the nation's survival and glory, and that they are non-negotiable. The second in command of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, Brigadier General Hossein Salami, made the comments after the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's asserted willingness to hold talks on Iran's missile program. The UN says more than 120 Palestinians have been left homeless in the occupied West Bank due to Israeli demolitions in one single day. The UN report says 60 children were among those who lost their shelter. Israel demolished over 50 structures in the West Bank on Thursday. The sole power plant in the besieged Gaza Strip has stopped working due to fuel shortages. The halt has resulted in power outages across the Palestinian territory. The blackout has affected water supply and hospital services. Gazan people have been grappling with Israel's aerial and naval blockade since 2007. Residents of Palmyra and Al-Qaryah town are returning home after the Syrian army liberated both cities from Daesh terrorists in the past 2 weeks. Palmyra's liberation dealt a heavy blow to the terror group, which used it to connect to the eastern province of Deir al-Zor. Iraqi military forces have pushed Daesh terrorists out of the center of Hit, a city in the western Anbar province. They are now trying to cut off the terror group's lifelines, laying the ground for the decisive battle to retake the northern city of Mosul. Iran's foreign minister says extremism and terrorism in the Middle East emanate from years of U.S. occupation of Iraq. In an interview with Russian news agency TASS, Mohammad Javad Zarif said the aftermath of the U.S. occupation is also threatening Central Asia and the Caucasus region. Prosecutors at the U.S. Justice Department are seeking a 6-month prison term for former House Speaker Dennis Hastert over his child sexual abuse case. Gunman lawyers say that Hastert agreed to pay $3.5 million in hush money to a victim of sexual encounters. Hastert is accused of having abused 5 people.